It's Tuesday, October 7, 2025.
The sky just lit up orange, and we're not used to that. So everyone ran down the street to be like, what's happening?
Massive oil refinery fire in Southern California set to spike gasoline prices. FEMA halts $300 million in emergency preparedness grants to states. Plus,
illegal, outrageous, unconstitutional.
Trump administration blocks billions in transit and clean energy funding to blue states.
All of that illegal unconstitutionality and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The EPA is actively eliminating its research arm. And research is how you find out what needs protecting in the environment. That's why the EPA now stands for, probably all right.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess the Trump administration cannot wait to do away with clean, renewable energy, so we'll have more and more oil refinery explosions, I guess.
Yes, unfortunately. Like just happened in Southern California,
what?
Near Los Angeles, where it took more than 9 hours to extinguish a massive explosion and fire at a Chevron refinery complex late last week. No injuries were reported. Nearby residents were told to shelter in place, but officials said there was no danger to the public.
It's incredible that nobody was hurt. Apparently, about 1,000 people work at this plant every day. Remarkable that no one was killed.
Very lucky. Chevron's El Segundo refinery is the company's second biggest refinery in the United States and has a history of safety and environmental violations, receiving environmental safety violation notices 13 times in just the last year.
Wow.
Its shutdown will likely cause gasoline prices to spike, at least regionally. The cause is still under investigation, but the Trump administration is not sending federal investigators to the refinery fire due to the ongoing federal shutdown, sidelining staff at the Chemical Safety Board and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Wow.
Raising concerns about the potential for similar hazardous chemical releases in the future that will not get proper oversight.
I should say so.
In southern Louisiana, 5 weeks ago, an explosion at an oil and lubricant manufacturing plant rained down oily soot on predominantly minority neighborhoods near the industrial site, but the Trump Environmental Protection Agency did not deploy federal cleanup crews to the area until just a few days ago.
And by the way, there was no shutdown 5 weeks ago.
In other news, the Trump Federal Emergency Management Agency is withholding more than $300 million in emergency preparedness grants from states, funding that is used to sustain day-to-day operations at many state and local emergency management agencies.
That'll show them.
Because these grant amounts are calculated based on state population, Trump's FEMA has now added a new requirement. States must first prove that their population estimates do not include people who have been deported from the United States to ensure that states don't get more money than they deserve. It's part of the Trump administration's push to force states to bear the cost burden of disaster management, as called for in the right-wing manifesto Project 2025. Experts say withholding the money will further destabilize the ability of states to prepare for and respond to disasters.
Unbelievable. Let's gut FEMA.
Before the shutdown, Trump officials had already shut off funding to the U.S. Geological Survey's climate adaptation centers, canceling projects that help communities adapt to climate change locally, like hardening stormwater systems against more frequent intense storms and floods.
Well, we don't want anything that would actually help people.
And the Trump administration also froze more than $2 billion in transit funding for Chicago. White House Budget Director Russ Vogt said the money earmarked for elevated train lines had been put on hold to ensure it was not, quote, flowing via race-based contracting.
Oh, man.
The Trump White House is also using the ongoing government shutdown as cover to cancel nearly $8 billion in already appropriated clean energy grants for 16 states that did not vote for Donald Trump in the presidential election. The move cancels more than 220 projects focused on clean energy manufacturing, innovation, and infrastructure. The 16 states generate nearly half of the nation's GDP, and it is all wildly illegal, says independent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont on MSNBC.
These projects have been appropriated.
Yes.
They were signed by a president. It is illegal to rescind them. And then basically to say to people in Vermont, in New York, in California, oh, you didn't vote for Donald Trump? Well, we're going to take away funding that was supposed to go to your state. Illegal, outrageous, unconstitutional.
I'll say so. For much more on all of those outrages and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
So blue, so blue, so blue, so blue.